Thomas C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating a neurological report on patient Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, Castle, C-A-S-T-L-E. Address is 14139 Wingate, W-I-N-G-A-T-E, Circle, Magalia, California, 95954, phone 530-413-9306. ID is XXX XXX 6095, date of birth 2/10/1948, 75-year-old, married, retired woman, insurance is Medicare / CHAMP VA, pharmacy is CHAMP VA meds by mail. It's addressed to Char, C-H-A-R, Bush, B-U-S-H-N-P, 6470 Pence Road, Suite B and C, Paradise, California, 95969-3674, 530-872-6650, 530-877-7260, parenthesis fax and parenthesis, the clinical indication. Neurological evaluation with history of tremor. Dear Char Bush and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Betty Castle for neurological evaluation. New paragraph. Betty gives a history of the development of painless tremor in her left hand without a history of stiffness. She notices the tremor at times when holding objects. Bursts of tremor can last as long as 5 minutes. She does give a comorbid history of some restlessness at night. New paragraph. She's currently treated with the following, colon, vitamin D3, 2,000 units per day, vitamin K, 1,000 milligrams, famotidine, 20 milligrams, twice a day, rovastatin, 20 milligram tablets, daily, dash Dr. Wolk. Medical adverse reactions include penicillin, phenobarbital, codeine, sulfa, levaquin. She has food allergies, including mint. Dr. Wolk follows her for possible cardiac arrhythmia. New paragraph, past medical history. Reported history of cataracts, bronchitis, glaucoma, dyslipidemia, previous hepatitis, pneumonia. New paragraph, systematic review of symptoms, general. She reports a history of headaches, EENT. She is treated for glaucoma. She has a history of ocular pruritus and rhinorrhea. She wears eyeglasses for reading. Endocrine, no symptoms reported. Respiratory, she has a history of a chronic frequent cough, previous history of pleurisy-pneumonia. She has not been treated for asthma, rheumatism, or rheumatic fever in the last year. New paragraph. Cardiovascular, she has a history, previous history of chest pain and a regular heart rate. New paragraph. Gastrointestinal, she has recurrent bloating often with flatulence, heartburn, a remote history of hepatitis A, and hemorrhoids. Genitourinary, she has a history of dysuria, frequency, and reduced bladder control. Hematology, no symptoms reported. She denies a history of slow healing, difficulty with bruising or bleeding. New paragraph. Locomotor musculoskeletal, she reports varicose veins, but no difficulty with ambulation and no claudication. Dermatological, no symptoms reported. Female gynecological, she stands 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighs 174 pounds. New paragraph, menarche occurred at age 12. Her last menstrual period was in 1972. Her last pap smear, 1971. Last rectal examination, 2005. She reports bladder infection within the last year. She has completed mammography. She's undergone hysterectomy. She denied any breast tenderness, lumps, or discharge or other breast findings. She's had 4 pregnancies with 3 live births, 1 miscarriage. Her first pregnancy in 1965 was associated with a miscarriage. Pregnancy 1966, daughter born without complications. Pregnancy 1970, daughter born without complications. Pregnancy 1972, son performed by cesarean section. Sexual function, she reports that she remains sexually active with a satisfactory sexual life. She denied exposures to transmissible sexual diseases. There were no other female gynecological problems described. New paragraph. Mental health. She reports panic symptoms when stressed. New paragraph, neuropsychiatric. There's no history of psychiatric referral or care. History of convulsions. Feigning spells of paralysis. personal health and safety. She does not live alone. She denied frequent falls, visual or hearing loss. She has not completed an advance directive. She did not request information to do so. She denied a history of exposures to verbally abusive behaviors, physical or sexual abuse. New paragraph, personal and family health history. She was born on February 10, 1948. She's 75 years old and right-handed. New paragraph, family history. Her father died at age 57 from a coronary syndrome. Mother died at age 36 from a coronary syndrome. Her husband, age 61, is in fair health. One son died at age 35 from HIV/AIDS. One son, age 50, is in good health. One daughter, age 53, is of uncertain health. And one daughter, age 56, is in good health. New paragraph. Her family history was positive for cancer in her sister, diabetes in her grandfather, heart disease and stroke in her mother and grandmother, tuberculosis in her sister and two brothers. She denied a family history, this is a new paragraph, she denied a family history of arthritis / gout, asthma, hay fever, bleeding tendency, chemical dependency, convulsions, hypertension, mental illness or other serious disease. New paragraph, education, not indicated. Social history and health habits. She is married. She never takes alcohol. She does not smoke. She lives with her husband. There are no dependents at home. Occupational concerns. She reports heavy lifting. New paragraph, serious illnesses and injuries were denied. New paragraph, operations and hospitalizations. She's never been treated with blood transfusions. Cesarean section was completed in 1972. Hysterectomy, 1972. A fatty cyst was removed in 2022 with good outcome. She had a prolonged hospitalization for hysterectomy in 1972 with good outcome. New paragraph, neuromusculoskeletal review of systems. General, she reports a change in her sense of smell and taste. Dash, no clear history of COVID exposure. Head, she denied a history of neuralgia, headaches, blackouts or loss of consciousness or similar family history. New paragraph, neck, she denied neuralgia. She reports a history of spasms in her legs. No history of numbness, but a history of intermittent neck pain. But no unusual stiffness, swelling, or paresthesias. Upper back and arm, she denied symptoms. Middle back, she denied symptoms. Low back, she denied symptoms. Shoulders, she denied symptoms. Elbows, she denied symptoms. Wrists, she denied symptoms. Hips, she denied symptoms. Ankles, she denied symptoms. Feet, she denied symptoms. New paragraph. Neurological review of symptoms. She denied visual changes, other difficulty with her sense of smell, taste, chewing, swelling, or phonation. New paragraph. She denied other forms of tremor or movements. New paragraph. She denied noticeable neuromusculoskeletal stiffness. New paragraph. She gave a history of suspicious for dysomnia with restlessness and variable tremor, shaking in her left hand. New paragraph. She denied unusual weakness or difficulty with ambulation. New paragraph. Neurological examination. Betty Castle is a well-developed, well-nourished 75-year-old woman who is complaining of tremor but who demonstrates no tremor today in the office. New paragraph. Her thinking is logical, goal-oriented, appropriate for the clinical circumstances, with appropriate thinking, insight, humor, and apparent cognition. New paragraph. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 appear otherwise unremarkable. Her motor examination demonstrates normal bulk, tone, and strength. Sensory examination has otherwise preserved all modalities. Cerebellum extrapyramidal demonstrates no obvious tremor. New paragraph. Inducible neuromusculoskeletal stiffness is identified but is slight in the upper extremities. New paragraph. Her deep tendon reflexes are otherwise preserved, not asymmetric, and without unusual pathological or primitive reflexes. New paragraph. Ambulatory examination remains fluid, non-ataxic. Romberg is negative. New paragraph. Diagnostic impression. Betty Castle presents with a history of possible cognitive decline and a tremor for which an early diagnosis of Parkinsonism might be suspicious. Recommendations. We will obtain laboratory testing for tremor evaluation. New paragraph. I'm scheduling her for a neuroquantitative high-resolution 3D brain imaging study in consideration of her history of tremor. New paragraph. Therapeutic recommendations. I'm giving her a trial of extended-release carbidopa levodopa to begin with one or two tablets at bedtime for nocturnal restlessness and tremor that may be of restless nature or early Parkinsonism. New paragraph. Further recommendations. In consideration of her presentation with a possibility of Parkinsonism at her age, we will obtain a nuclear medicine DAT scan to exclude Parkinson's disease. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when she returns.